Tom Augustin from New Mexico. And my marriage hero is my dear wife, because she's been married to me for 52 years, and she had to put up with me for those years. I think the keys are forgiveness, spiritual values we share, and always saying, I love you.
Hey, listen, Tom, 52 years, God love you, and hearing your voice. In reality, many of us as guys say, hey, thank you, honey, for putting up with me. Hey, today, as you can hear, we're going to talk about marriage heroes. Who is it that is a hero to you when you think about marriage? Someone at church, maybe in your family, maybe a parent? You're welcome to call and share in our storyline at 888-888-1717. We've got a bunch of stories already recorded from a previous program ready to go. So your calls are going to the storyline at 888-888-1717. Okay, we'd love to hear from you. And again, the question is, who is it that is a marriage hero to you in your life?
My marriage, we struggled and struggled, and I would constantly pray for the Lord to change my husband's heart, and in return, he changed my heart and tendered my heart, and my husband and I have the most amazing marriage. Dr. Randy actually, a long time ago, had a program on where a lady wanted to leave her husband, and he said for 30 days to do things to please him and see how that went. And I did that, and just the Lord is just working amazingly in our life.
Hey, thank you. Where do you hear that these days? Spend 30 days and serve somebody. I mean, that's biblical, but it certainly isn't contemporary, a message that we're hearing in our culture today. Forgiving each other doesn't mean, by the way, you don't have accountability, please, but forgiveness is important. All right, let's find out what Susan thinks. She's joining us, listens in Arizona. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi there. Who is it, and what's the ingredient you think has made a difference for them?
Oh, it's my parents. They've been married 72 years. They had me very, very late in life, so I'm still very young, but it's commitment. And they've not only shown that to each other, they've helped my husband and I, who've been married 25 years, and they also helped my 15-year-old twin girls. So it's commitment and love. Of course, it's love and faith, of course. But it's being committed and realizing that spirituality is a lot more important than material stuff. And my husband and I would go to war for my parents because that's how special they are.
Wow. How have they helped you?
Just by being the people they are. My parents came from nothing, and my dad is a World War II transport pilot. He flew to Kwajalein to pick up all the troops and things. And he and my mom met him. He was hitchhiking at Bunview Naval Air Station in Chicago, and she picked him up at 17 because he had his uniform on with his beautiful navy button. And that's it.
Cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a very cool story. It's
that's great.
Story.
You know,
and
so,
he's not.
No, go ahead.
My husband lost his 15, and my parents have known my husband longer than I've known my husband. So it's sounds like a quirky arranged marriage, but it wasn't. It's crazy. So it's great. It's
yeah.
All in good things. And I think it's also because of my parents, our little girls fell from heaven in China. And I think because of my parents that we pursued our family being built that way. So it's really a
fantastic,
beautiful love story from top to bottom.
Well, they get a hero,
really
hero star today.
So
yeah, thank you,
pardon
Susan.
Me?
They get
okay,
a star
a
for being
day.
A hero today. Thank you for your call.
Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, you know, she was talking about being an example. Let me say to all of us as in our own marriages, what kind of example are we to our kids? Now, I know that may sting for some. You might be thinking, wow, you know, I've not been a good example. Well, listen, this is why you need to pray. You need to do the best you can and saying to your kids as they're growing up, listen, I'm not maybe the best example in this area, but this is what God is teaching me. But I would say to those of you who are getting started and your kids are growing up and you're at home and you got a marriage, give those kids the opportunity to see how a marriage works. And if a marriage struggles, show them how a marriage can be fixed and how relationships can be strengthened. And in the process, you're giving them a great gift. And if that's not your case today, listen, don't beat yourself up. That's the enemy speaking to you. Allow your life to flow today, moving forward, to be the person that God wants you to be. Okay, let me get Julie's on the line in Arizona as well with a comment. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Who is it that's a hero for you, and why so?
My grandparents just celebrated their 54-year anniversary, and I think that what's helped them to stay married for so long is just their faith. And not only in each, like, they have faith in each other and faith in God, most importantly.
How's that impacted you?
Well, I just recently got baptized for the second time, and I wanted to tell my grandparents the very first, like, and they were both so supportive, and all I got for Christmas was, like, a Bible and very all faith-based stuff, and they've told me so many stories of how God has worked in their lives, and they're just such supportive and loving people through their faith.
That's good. Well, Julia, you're blessed to have your grandparents available to you, and I think grandparents are really special people. I'm one, I know.
They really are.
Thank you, Julia. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right. We're talking about heroes of marriage today. Who and what's the one ingredient, the one thing, the one characteristic that you've thought of that comes to mind that maybe you'd like to see in your own marriage or maybe you have in your marriage? Give us a call, 888-888-1717.
Hello. My husband and I have been married 21 years, and we both are very intentional, I feel, but we do obviously get sidetracked by outside influences, and we have three children living at home and one that just moved out, and so much going on that it was just hard. And I found that a lot of the people he worked with were very anti-marriage. Their sentiments were kind of wearing him down, and both he and I started being overly sensitive to the other's comments. And finally, it came to a head, and I just demanded the kids had a week off of school for fall break, and I just begged and pleaded that I wanted to go on a vacation, even a little cheapy vacation, camping, whatever. And in doing so and getting away from the outside influences for even just the 5 days, we were able to reconnect and just see each other for who we are and how much we love each other, and just to have that all become real again. It was amazing. And so we've been back on track now for about a month and a half, and it seems just as good as it did the day we got back from vacation.
Good for you. Hey, listen, it's not how much you spend. You know, it's not the amount of money or even the fanciness of what you do, but spending time together. Good for you. Listen, we're talking about heroes of marriage today and asking you to tell me who it is and what's the ingredient that made their marriage or makes their marriage work so long. Maybe it's something you'd like to see in your own life. That's why we're trying to get as many on as we can to encourage you. Can I share one more from my top 10 list? Marriages that last share values. Couples share values. It's important to be on the same page with the things that are really important, especially flowing out of your spiritual life, either through service or being active in a church. You're pulling on the same end of the rope as a couple. Whenever we see couples that are struggling over money, it's often not sharing the same values of money, or not in agreement about raising kids, don't share the same value of the role of parenting or the purpose of parenting. The scripture says in Ecclesiastes 4, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor, for their work. And it goes on to say, if one falls down, pity the person who doesn't have someone to help them stand up. That's why we need to pull together. We need to be on the same page. Now, you may say, that's great for you, Randy, but I don't have that in my marriage. Well, you know what? You need to find the shared values you do have. In other words, build off of some point of strength. You can't build off of weaknesses. What is it that you are in agreement about? It may be a simple thing. Maybe you're in agreement about raising the kids. Well, build off of that. Maybe you are in agreement about money. Well, build off of that. Maybe you are in agreement about what church you're going to go to together. Well, build off of that. But find one thing that you can build off to encourage each other and take some of the strengths that you're required to keep you on the same page with that to communicate in these other areas as well. Martha wants to join in from Kansas. Martha, welcome to Intentional Living today. Who's the hero in marriage and why?
Hi.
Hi.
It is my husband and myself. We've been married for 25 years. We actually been together for 40. We dated, and then before I started serving the Lord, we lived together. But yeah, so overall, it's been 40 years. I was a young girl. I was only 16. And one of the things I think is the forgiveness part of it, because we have been through a lot, and I remember a time before I rededicated my life to serving the Lord that we were going to end in divorce. I just knew it. I mean, I thought, okay, you know, this is how it's going to end. And I, you know, was calling out to God, and I got hooked up with the good Bible-believing church, and thank God for my pastors. They taught well on marriage. And the Lord started changing me, just like the caller I heard say that she was praying for her husband to change. That was me, and but God, he changed my heart. And after all these years, we're still together. And I liked what you were just saying just now about the values, because that's something that's so true, the values and focusing in on the positive on them, because I mean, we've been together 40 years, and there's still things that I wish you would do different. But, and I'm sure the same for me, you know, but it's mm-hmm. like, okay, nope, I got to focus in on these positive things that yeah. are doing. And I just thank God for his faithfulness to me, to our marriage, to my husband. My husband doesn't come to church with me yet, and I've been standing for a lot of years, but nevertheless, God has shown himself strong in my lives, in my marriage, and in our family.
Well, so you've done this for 40 years, and you've been growing in the last 25 years. You get married, you're growing spiritually, you're letting God move in your life. Don't give up on him. Don't give up on that part of it. The final piece maybe to that puzzle that needs to come together. We'll be praying for you, Martha. I appreciate your call. It's a reminder that God's not finished. Maybe you're in the midst of it right now and struggling. How do you be intentional when you're struggling? You're not on the same page spiritually. Martha said it. You know, you just trust God. You keep growing. Getting our eyes off of ourself, or off of another person rather, off our spouse or, you know, their faults, and putting the back onto ourselves and really asking God to move in our life and to answer the question, what one thing can I do in my life, see, to grow, to be the person that God wants, is huge. It really is. Okay, Maggie, let's go to Texas now. Maggie's joining in with a comment. Who's the marriage hero for you, Maggie?
Hi, my marriage hero, I should say, it was my mom and dad.
Great.
They were married for 47 years, and my dad just recently passed this past April. And their marriage was so strong, and through it all, I could see their patience with each other. And my dad was just such a patient person, and through that patience, I was able to see how they would forgive each other, how they would love each other, how they would conquer things together, and just persevere together, because through that patience they had for each other, it went so much further
yeah.
in their marriage. And I could just see that, and that's something that I've applied in my marriage, and I'm able to still keep applying, you know, and it's something so beautiful that I was able to see in their 47 years of marriage.
That's good. Yeah, kids keep watching. They're looking. No matter what age, we
yeah.
watch, don't we?
Yeah, and, that's true.
And we pick up no matter what age. And so say to even some of the older ones, your kids are grown and raising their family now. Your kids are still watching you. Come on, grandparents. They're watching you. They're watching us. They're observing. How do I grow older in life? What does it make a difference? You know, I watched my parents right to the end until they went to heaven. You know, you observe. And we do impact each other, being intentional, for sure. Thank you, Maggie. Appreciate your call from Texas, talking marriage heroes today. When you think about your marriage and what you want or what you have, what is it, that one thing that you've seen in someone in your life that you know and love and appreciate that really has exemplified being a marriage hero? What's that been, that one characteristic? 888-888-1717. Here's one thing you can do today for a stronger marriage tomorrow. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Can I encourage you? Be bold. Ask your spouse, what one thing can I do to make our marriage stronger? And after you pick them up off the floor, maybe you can talk it through together. That's a powerful question. And if you're being honest about it, and you listen carefully, and if it's something they want you to do and it's not practical or reasonable or something that's possible, then you need to talk that through as well. But once you agree that, hey, that's one thing that I can do, I can commit to make our marriage stronger, here's number two. Do that one thing. And when you do, two things will happen. First of all, You're going to complete what it is they ask you to do, which will be encouraging. And secondly, your marriage will develop more intimacy. And when you do, that's intentional living.
To get our daily video, sign up at theintentionallife.com/minute. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
Yes, thank you, Kurt. Marriage heroes, you think about marriages, people you know who've been married a long time. Now, you know, longevity isn't proof of success, by the way. There's some people married a long time that have been miserable, so they're not the ones you want to use as examples. But there is something to be said for someone married 50 years that can give some insight on how they got there, or 30 years, or whatever. But when you look around and you think about your own marriage and what you want, what you have, where you are, where you want to go, look at those that have been successful, those that are honoring Christ, loving each other, growing. What is the one thing that you've seen that you say, wow, I'm glad we have that, or I wish we had that? And who is that person or that couple? Tell us. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. I've got my top 10 list, by the way, posted at our Facebook, or at our website, rather. Go to theintentionallife.com. Intentionals will be there for you. But let me give you one more from my list here of the top 10. Grow up. Here's what I believe, and I've seen it. You're not at mom's and dad's anymore. Leave and cleave, it says. You are committed to a grown-up relationship, marriage. And people who have long-term marriages act like it. Learn to be responsible with money, little or a lot. Be responsible with time and work and each other, communication. When you blow it, say, I'm sorry. When something's off, take responsibility. When there's a need, step up and help. It really is a mature thing. It's a fact of life that people who are intentional, mature and intentional, are going to be more successful. Grow to maturity, it says in 2 Corinthians 13, not only spiritually, but grow maturity in maturity in your relationships as well. As we talk about how to make marriages work. Vanessa wants to join in. A newlywed, huh, Vanessa?
Yes, coming up on 1 year next Monday.
Ah, what have you learned after 1 year before we find out your marriage hero who's been around for a while? But what have you learned about marriage?
Wow. Well, I learned that when you don't know what to do, you love. And when you don't know how to love, you pray.
Wow, that's a good, that's a great, great way of, for 1 year, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we're coming up on 1 year, and I'm real proud and excited. And we don't have great examples of marriages on either one of our sides. I come up from a divorced family, and so does he. And we had one thing in common when we met, and we both believed in God. And so that was real big for me to find a man who's young and believes in God. And then we had our cousins who... were his family, and they go to church, and they have a marriage of 7 years, and that was our best example of a marriage. And when we had issues, they allowed us into their arms openly without judgment, and they just guided our arguments, or they guided us with our children, because we do have a mixed family. And so it's just real nice to have that foundation firm with love and support mm-hmm. from another couple. And what they've been through, and just to be open-minded and loving and respectful of one another's cultures and experiences in life.
So you have mixed in terms of different cultures?
Right. So he's actually he's from Mexico, and he has the culture there is so different from where I grew up in Arizona. And so to take offense sometimes is easy because you don't realize, you know, and his family, they shout a lot, but it's just, that's how they grew up. And so for me, it's like, oh, you're shouting. And it's like, that's how I talk. And so it's little things like that that you got to realize, wait a minute, I can't be so sensitive all the time, and I really got to take a look, like, you know, when we're with their family and it's a party, it's fun and loud, and sometimes it, the party doesn't end when you're at home. It's just always loud, so it's real funny now. We laugh at it, so.
I love that line. What's that line you started with, though? Can you give that to me again? Do you remember, what is it that you've learned? When you don't know what to do?
Oh, yeah. So when you don't know what to do, you love, and when you don't know how to love, you pray.
Good for you.
That's one thing I do, and God really opens my eyes to loving him when it's hard, because it's hard to love someone you're upset with, but they deserve love. It's a gift freely from God. And so,
good for you.
And just to know that God loves me and I can love him, and God showed me, if you trust me, you can trust him and you can love him because I am taking care of you.
Vanessa, so you are my hero, because what you're sharing today is, you said, hey, I don't have a lot of examples, grew up in divorced homes. The longest marriage you have going here is 7 years as an example, and you've been married a year. But you listen to the maturity coming out of your mouth, coming out of your heart, coming out of your experience. You know, when you don't know what to do, you love, and when it's hard to love, you pray. I mean, that's a book right there. I mean, that's a whole message. It's powerful. So I appreciate you calling, sharing that with us, and you keep listening, okay?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
And he has, and we'll be here to help you be intentional every day. You can tune in. All right, Karen, I think we got time for you from Kansas. Tell me, who is it that's your hero and why?
It's a couple that my husband and I had known 42 years. They passed away 5 years ago, but they had a very deep commitment to God. And when the two of them would start to have an argument, they would look at each other and say at the same time, let's pray. Let's pray right now. And they never had an unkind word between them. They never had really disagreements. It was just more of a, we're not agreeing on this. So they would say, let's pray, and they would do it. It didn't matter where they were, with the kids, with their finances, with their business. It really was an inspiration to me to see how deeply they loved the Lord, and they applied that to their love with each other.
That is a powerful message, Karen. That's the way we make it work. Appreciate your call, my friend. Keep listening in Kansas, okay? Yeah, God bless you. Appreciate it. We're talking about marriage heroes. You pick up one thing. You just pick up one thing you've heard today, and you do it for the next 30 days. And then you tell me at the end of 30 days if your marriage isn't doing better. So let me go through this list. First of all is prayer. Prayer is a powerful opportunity to commune with the living God. And I don't mean just over dinner, praying about your food and, you know, some of the ritual things that we can do that really, you know, don't get us into that deepness of conversation with God. But times alone with Him where you're really on your face before Him and bringing to Him those things in your life that you're wrestling with, those things that you're struggling with, those things that you're joyful for, those things that you're excited about. Prayer is a beautiful opportunity to grow close in your relationship with Christ. You know, that's an excerpt from our monthly teaching. Every month we feature a new lesson on this, the freedom process for your faith, growing in your faith. And it's up on our website, and it's a spot where we set aside just for those who are part of our membership team, those of you who are supporting the ministry, and we thank you for doing that. And as you join us today, this is a very special day to do this, because starting this week in our spring support drive, we have a tremendous need to be able to keep Intentional Living message going into a hurting world, and Intentional Living is totally family-funded. In the community, it means people just like you are making the program possible. And our spring support drive starts in just a few hours, but we have a special Kickstarter program going. And we've asked for individuals like yourself to come and help us reach a Kickstarter goal of $10,000. Now, $30 a month becomes $360. That's the most popular level. But maybe you can join us at a higher level, maybe $100 a month over, you know, a period of a year, that's $1,200, taking care of a full hour of Intentional Living on our radio program, and then it becomes a podcast and reaches the whole world. Maybe you've been listening for a while. Maybe you've never given.
this is the time, the Kickstarter today. I'm going to be excited to be able to report, starting in the next few hours, what's happened in these first 2 days getting ready for this campaign, and we need your help. So can I challenge you in the next 5 minutes that we could have at least three people that would join us with $30 a month, and maybe you would be one person that would join us with that $1,200, $100 a month for the Intentional Living Ministry. How do you do it? Pretty simple. Just give us a call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 2. It may be even easier for you just to go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and click on that donate and come and be a part of Intentional Living. We really would appreciate you standing with us in support of the ministry. We need you, and whatever you're able to do today would make a huge difference in helping us reach more people for Christ. So again, go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I was calling about my daddy. I guess the best thing he did for us was he loved and respected and cherished our mama. And it showed me and my sisters what we should expect out of our marriages. And that was the best thing he could have ever done for us. Loved mama the way that God loves him. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Another testimony, another changed life, another person who's choosing to be intentional in following Christ. We hear from so many people, and we're thankful to do so and pray for you and support you as much as we can on the radio. And so when you give, you're making a difference. This is a very important time right now for the ministry. In everything going on in the world, your support for intentional living is desperately and importantly needed right now. Again, call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. I do want to say, again, I've mentioned a few times about our son. You know, sometimes you get blindsided. I know everybody has a story, and it's time for us to have ours. Our son has been hit with a very serious immune reaction to really a common virus, and he's in the hospital recovering very slowly. And boy, he needs a lot of prayer. And so if you'd pray for our son, Evan, and his family and us, we'd appreciate it a whole lot. Thank you for being a part of the ministry. And a reminder that when you do support, you're making a difference and you're helping us together to reach more people for Christ. This is Intentional Living. It's a ministry of Intentional Life Media.